Welcome to Coffee with Kathy, my incredible podcast family. Hey, 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 I'm so glad you tuned in today. You're having coffee with Kathy Heitschu. In case I'm new to you, welcome. You can find out everything you want to know about me on Facebook or any of my social media platforms. I want to talk to you today about, am I in God's perfect will? How many of you aren't sure you're doing what God created you to do? You may want it. You may desire it. You may be praying that God will take all of the things you do and use them to further his kingdom. But how many of you aren't certain that you're doing what God created you to do? May I say you aren't going to accidentally fulfill God's will? It doesn't happen unintentionally. It doesn't happen by coincidence. Seeing God's will realized in your life means, first of all, finding out what he created you for. You can't just be willing to go with the flow. Listen, dead fish can float downstream. I want to help you fulfill God's will for your life. What's your God-given purpose? He created everyone with a purpose. You didn't evolve. You aren't a mistake. He created you for a reason. There's a supernatural peace that goes along with being in the center of God's will. It does something in you when you know you are where God wants you to be, doing what he created you to do. And instead of wandering aimlessly through life, you have a purpose. And you got to find it. And the only way to have perfect peace and joy is to point your life in the direction that God wants you to go. Otherwise, you may be praying to get rid of discouragement in your life when, in fact, the lack of peace you're experiencing is a result of not being in God's perfect will, which is going to cause you to have unrest. Now, this is different from depression. This dissatisfaction that God uses to give direction to believers who are seeking him is completely different from the turmoil of negative emotions. God doesn't use depression to guide us. Amen? Doing God's will wakes you up excited about life. Knowing you are on the path that is making a difference and changing others, keyword, others, are involved. Amen. Other people will be involved. Your story, whether you're going in the fivefold ministry, whatever, others, that's a key word here. But see, sadly, most Christians never know the satisfaction that comes from being in God's perfect will because the church has been more influenced by the world rather than influencing the world. See, we think our life is our own and we can do whatever we want with it. Or we think we're a mistake, so we just cope and struggle through life. Wrong. The Lord's plan is far better. You aren't a mistake. You didn't miss out on talent. You don't have to struggle. And you don't have to bounce from crisis to crisis. The Bible says, "For I know the plans I have for you," in Jeremiah 29:11, "to prosper you, not harm you, give you a hope, give you a future." You know these scriptures? Psalm 139:14-17, it says, "I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place." See, God saw you before you were ever born. God had already written down what your life was supposed to be, your talents, your gifts, your abilities, even your personality. But he's not going to force his will for your life to come to pass. And this is something that keeps people from recognizing and finding God's will for their lives. They think, well, whatever will be. No. You can't just let circumstances move and control you. Like you're just going to stand in the street and whatever will be, will be. God doesn't control your life like that. He doesn't force his will to come to pass. Everything that happens in your life is not God's will. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:9, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. He doesn't want anyone to miss out on salvation. We have a part to play. We have to respond. We have a choice in the matter. God has a plan, but you have control over your own life. And the reason you might find it life hard at times, maybe, or might not be experiencing satisfaction, is because God created you to do something different from what you're doing right now, maybe. Maybe you just fell into what you're doing right now. Maybe you got married and took whatever opportunity you could. Maybe you had to. Maybe your mom or dad said so. Maybe career day came through the school and you just grabbed whatever career was available. Life might have just happened, but it wasn't God. I pray that you start pursuing the purpose God has for you. It's not too late. Listen, when Jesus called Peter, he was probably out there on the boat cussing. Peter had an attitude. I mean, it seemed like the only time he ever opened his mouth was to change feet. He was always doing something wrong. See, there's hope for you. Peter wasn't polished or religious. You might say, God couldn't use me, Kathy. Wrong. He used Peter and Paul, and he can use me, and he can use you, just like so many people in the Bible that he used. And please don't confuse something good with God. Only with effort and time will you see God's will for your life come to pass. You have to take charge of your life and pursue God's will. See, not every good thing is a God thing. Come on. Me and my husband have stood against circumstances and situations that have tried to turn us away from God's will. We've had to persevere. We aren't here by accident. We aren't here by our own strength and wisdom. It took effort. Hearing from God, confirmation. I will never have another today. I have to make every day count. I have to spend every day moving in the direction God wants my life to go. It's so easy to get established in a routine day in and day out. Same old thing. I have to be willing to get out of my comfort zone. But being in the center of God's will is worth it, y'all. Listen, you have miracles that God has appointed for you to carry out. Think about that. You have a circle of influence that might never receive the full anointing God has for them unless you reach your potential. And I get it. You don't have to mature as a Christian before God will love you. His love is unconditional. He accepts you right where you are, but you'll be much happier once you find your purpose and start doing it. Function in the power of God and His gifts right where you are, friend. You need to know that you're doing what God has made you to do. You got to know that. You can't hope it. You can't just hope that you're doing something that's acceptable to Him. It would terrify me to go to bed and wake up each day without a clue if I'm following God's will. I mean, the only worse thing than not knowing God's will is knowing it and choosing not to do it. Either way, I mean, because you've talked yourself out of it or you've let others talk you out of it, right? It's because you've talked yourself out of it or you've let others talk you out of it. Think about it. It motivates me to know that I'm doing what God created me to do. I get up in the morning with purpose. I know I haven't achieved all God's plan for me, but I'm moving in the right direction. Going to work because it beats starving to death is a terrible way to live your life. There's more to life than that. You need to know that you're doing what God has called you to do. At least work toward the goal of doing what He's called you to do. And His primary will for you is to know Jesus. Paul said he was the greatest sinner of all. I mean, he's a writer of a lot of the New Testament. Yet God chose him to show that anybody who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So commit your life to Him. Submit your life to Him, and you'll be changed when you do this. Not, I'm a good person, and I go to church, and that's enough. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. Romans 10:9 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. See, God isn't keeping His will a secret. He wants you living it out more than you do. He desires to reveal His will to you. See, as long as you can live without knowing His will for you, you will. So, refuse to go any longer without knowing. Insist on finding out and commit to seeking the Lord with your whole heart. Pray, Father, I want your will. I want to know what you created for me to be and do. I want to take everything that I'm supposed to do, and I want to use it to accomplish your purpose in me. And then stop having the tendency to do whatever it is that's whatever is in your immediate best interest. See, regardless of whether or not it's the right thing to do, Christians shouldn't live like this. Be a person of integrity. Stop having the tendency to just do whatever's in your immediate best interest. If God tells you to do something, do that. God's will should be non-negotiable, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of the consequences. Don't allow excuses to cause you to deviate from what you know is right. You drive a stake in the ground and say, this is non-negotiable. If God tells me to do it, I'm going to stand here and do it. I will not change. I will not be moved. Amen. We have to be uncompromising about the will of God, because we'll veer off track, see, once we start giving in to circumstances. No second guessing about what could have been and should have been. If you've wasted time chasing your own dream or made some bad decisions, don't get caught up in the past. Start seeking God today. Submit yourself to God today. He can take wherever you are today and make His plan for your life better than you could have ever imagined. And the fastest route to God's perfect will for your life is simply start seeking Him today. And don't worry, listen, God, He don't got anybody qualified working for Him yet. He's so awesome. He can take the little bit we submit to Him and use it to accomplish His will. You know, in 2 Samuel 11:1, in the spring, at the time when the kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men, and they destroyed the Ammonites. It said in that verse, but David remained in Jerusalem. And even though David didn't do everything perfect, he was a man after God's own heart, y'all. He had become so prosperous, he didn't even need to go lead his troops to battle like he should have been. He stayed home and got away from what God called him to do. See, when he was running for his life from Saul, and it looked like he would die at any moment, he sought God with his whole heart. Oh, yes, he did. But after he became king, he stopped seeking God. You better watch. The awesome truth we need to understand here, that the greatest temptation we face in life is success. Hardship is not the worst situation in our lives. Come on. When someone with a minimal commitment to the Lord will seek Him, when the pressure is on, failure and disaster typically drive us into the arms of God. And we see that today. Seriously, y'all, we see that happening even today in our land. But listen, success is different. It makes us feel like we can make it all on our own. Everything is good. The pressure is off. We don't even have to seek God because it looks like everything is going our way. That's when the contents of our heart will be revealed. Success, not failure, is the true test of character. Question is, are you going to seek God as strongly during the good times as you do when the bad times are here, when you're struggling? Come on. A lot of people seek the Lord more when they're in trouble. When everything is fine, they forget about God. They don't seek Him. They don't pray. They don't study the Word. This is what makes them more vulnerable after a victory than they are during life's troubles. When things are going well, we should seek God even more than we may have been. And you may have made some less than perfect choices. Listen, don't spend time regretting the past. Humble yourself. Seek God. He can take where you are right now and work everything together for your good and get you to your purpose. He can take your life and make it all work out. We know He doesn't cause negative things in our lives, but He can make everything turn out for good. You repent, you move on if you've made wrong decisions, and He can make your life right again and set you on the plan He has for your life. If you've missed God's will for your life, it's not over. He still has a plan. You just got off of it. But Paul said in Romans 11:29, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. God doesn't change. He has called you to something. He can get you where you need to be. He has sent us to help you. You're listening to this podcast right now. I'm going to help you get from where you are to where God wants you to be. Just like that GPS in your car. You know when you miss a turn, it doesn't say, turn around and go home, dummy. Give up. Forget about it. No, it says recalculating. Same as God. Recalculate. He can recalculate. He can get you where He needs you to be doing His will. God's grace is bigger than what you've done wrong. Your failings are no match for His grace. God hasn't given up on you. He's drawing you and trying to reach out to you. And no one is beyond hope. No one's messed up their life so bad that God can't take it and do something supernatural with it. Do you hear me? No one has messed up their life so bad that God can't take it and do something so supernatural with it. And that includes your loved ones who you are still judging and persecuting. But you can't do things the way you've always have in the past and expect different results. You're going to have to humble yourself. You're going to have to submit to God. Then you are the right position to hear His will for your life. And I'm going to leave you with Romans 12:1-2, two of my favorite verses. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies. That means dedicating all of yourself, setting yourself apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, your logical, your intelligent act of worship. Verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes so that you may prove for yourselves what is the will of God, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in His plan and purpose for you. See, renewing your mind is a good first step to finding out what God's will is for your life. Are you in God's perfect will? Are you doing everything God has created you to do? And if not, today's a good day to start doing exactly what He's called you to do. I pray you're so blessed by this message. Be sure to follow me on social media. Listen, y'all got this. Go make it a coffee drinking kind of day. I love y'all so much. Stay connected with me. Make sure you write me a great review if you're on the Apple podcast. People will find me that need me because of the rating. So go to that review and leave it for me. I appreciate you so much. Go be blessed today. Share this podcast in Jesus' name. I bless you so much. And have a great day.